Senator Story.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and committee members. I'm delighted to be here in front of State Veterans Military Affairs to present to you tonight about House Bill 1363. Transparency and accountability are pillars of our democracy and provide the ability to effectively represent our communities. Many metro districts in our state work diligently to live up to those same ideals and embody the type of moral clarity, honesty, and integrity that all governments should strive to embody. Metro districts can provide vital services to our communities, including fire protection, parks and recreation, safety protection, sanitation, street improvement, transportation, and water. Unfortunately, and on an increasing and alarming basis, some metro districts do not share the same commitment to transparency and accountability that others do. And as a result, taxpayers can easily find themselves in a fiscally precarious situation as a result. House Bill 22, 1363, seeks to enhance oversight of what has become an often used and sometimes abused tool for the development of vital services and affordable housing across the state of Colorado. Metro districts are taxing authorities created by subdivision developers with the consent of the local government for the purpose of selling government-like bonds to finance their projects. These bonds are repaid through property taxes assessed to the homes that will eventually be built. These metro district boards have the authority to determine the debt burden of the community and set the subsequent tax rate. In many of these districts, developers elect themselves to serve on the metro district's board before the district has any residents. These developer directors then use their position to approve tens of millions of dollars in public financing for their businesses and leverage the property taxes on homes they haven't yet built. There are no regulations to prevent developer-controlled boards from approving arrangements that are financially advantageous to their business. They are completely free to finance overly ambitious plans without fear of liability, knowing few future homeowners ultimately shoulder the burden. Additionally, there are many instances where developers issue a small share of debt on the bond market that they do not make available to the public that have much higher interest rates. These developers issue these so they can buy them for themselves in a private sale. These bonds are not paid back as quickly as the main publicly available bonds, resulting in future homeowners being on the hook for decades. Through their property taxes for a completely unnecessary load of bad debt. Essentially, metro districts currently have the authority to issue junk bonds, buy the bonds for themselves, and then require taxpayers to shoulder the debt with interest, and a lot of it. Millions of Coloradans are forced to pay off the debt incurred by developers with no ability to see what the money was spent on or whether the projects were priced in a reasonable manner. Before I speak to the bill, I want to be clear that the current version of the bill before you today does not match the intent of myself nor my co-prime sponsors. A hostile amendment was added on the floor of the first chamber that conflicts with the rest of the provisions on the bill. Senator Gonzalez and I will bring an amendment forward today to reverse these changes to the bill so it matches our original intent of preventing these egregious conflicts of interest from occurring at the expense of homeowners. This amendment will strike Section 3 from the bill. If this amendment is adopted, the bill as intended will have three main provisions. First, it will place limitations on indebtedness for residential metro districts by preventing entities with a conflict of interest from purchasing district debt. Second, it will prevent special district board members who voted to approve debt from acquiring the advantages of that debt. Lastly, a special district director who is proven by a preponderance of evidence to have acquired debt that the director voted to approve is proven to have breached the public trust. This bill is really very simple. All it does is prevent developers from selling and buying their own bonds while forcing Metro District's residents to be on the hook for the principal and developer-imposed interest debt for decades. Given the rapid proliferation of both Metro Districts and Metro District debt across the state, residents of these districts deserve basic accountability from their taxing government and protection from this egregious and blatant form of abuse. It is incumbent upon us as legislators to ensure that taxpayers are protected and that Metro Districts operate in a manner consistent with the principles of good government. I urge your support on this important common sense bill.
Senator Gonzalez.